I didn't want to do it this morning. I'm not ready for it. I wasn't ready.
Little John snuck up on you.
He did. I was
Jesus, little John.
God, little Jonathan.
He's loud.
Yeah. Ready to go. Anyway, it is 7:41, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, hey. Let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? You're looking to start a new career? Great starting pay, amazing benefits, not to mention just an awesome place to work for. Check out special-light.com and get started on that new career today. Your topic for a Wednesday, what's something people take way too seriously? All right.
Can I kick it off? I got two of them, and I just want to get them out of the way off the bat.
Go for it,
buddy.
Is
that cool?
Yeah.
All right. First one, dude, my Xbox is way sicker than your PlayStation, by the way. Just to let you know.
You're an idiot.
Console wars. Dude, the specs are the same. I don't know why people get so up in arms about, why would you get an Xbox? Or why would you get a PlayStation? Come on.
Yep.
They're both awesome.
I know, they're both mind-bendingly futuristic when you really look at it. Like, the fact that we have people, the PCU, the thing sucks. It's like, shut up. Just shut up. It's all the same.
I've been in full-blown arguments, and eventually I'm just like, dude, who cares? Which one do you want to play? Bring yours over if you want.
Well, I'll hang out and do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, second one, kids sports. Dude, there's some dads out there that need to chill out a little bit. They're growing up, especially early 2000s. I don't know what it was about the early 2000s. But, dude, it's the Oakley sunglasses. Dude, I'm talking like T-ball.
Yeah.
It's a dad drinking. You could tell he's drunk, screaming, dropping F-bombs. I'm like, dude, there's kids around. It's just way too serious. Way too serious. You know, you got these guys yelling from the stands, getting kicked out of games. John's not invited back for the rest of the season because he got in a fight. Have you ever seen some of the videos on YouTube?
It's insane.
Full-blown fights.
Yeah. The kids are just standing there like, so are we not going to get orange slices? We don't get to go to pizza after this?
What's going on?
One dad's getting hauled off in handcuffs because the parents are fighting over a Little League game.
Relax.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Chill out.
For sure.
Chill out on the Bud Lights, you know?
Yeah, you just hammer drunk, taking shots in the stands at the Little League field. Like, come on! Okay, look, so let me piggyback off of yours, your second one there, in the sport, the child sports, youth sports. I'm just going to say sports in general. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Even saying this, I have to call myself out a little bit because there's times where I get worked up. But in doing that, I'm allowed to call everyone else out, is that people do take sports, professional sports, watching sports, way too serious. All right.
Too serious, man.
Look, you are not on the team. There's nothing wrong with being passionate. I am a passionate Packer fan. All right. I get into it.
Oh, we know.
But there's times where you need to. When people say, oh, we won the Super Bowl. No. We didn't do anything. They won the Super Bowl.
It was us.
Yeah. And it's the same thing, too.
We all chipped in.
Like, people like just dogging professional athletes. And I know we have fun on the show. And that's why I said I'm calling myself out, too. But ours is always done tongue in cheek. The fact of the matter is, when you got some overweight Yahoo in a jersey covered in nacho cheese stains yelling at the TV, come on, you got to catch that ball.
Your emotions shouldn't swing week to week by what your football team does. Yeah. Yeah. Trust me, it's not a good way to live your life.
The one thing I do hate, my wife is
especially if you're a fan of any team around this area.
My wife has joked about this. Kiki has joked about, like, oh, the Packers lost. Can I stay at someone else's house? I'm like, it's not like I'm beating my wife after the Packers lose.
Get in the bedroom.
Yeah, it's
time for your beating.
When people don't want to be around you after your team loses, you're taking it a little too seriously.
Too far.
Which, by the way, Kiki, stop posting that, all right? It's not funny anymore. It's like, I'm not.
You get in here, wife. The Packers
see
lost.
The look in his eye. He changes.
Anyway, so
that's a good one, man.
Yeah, just sports in general. Everyone just take a chill pill, okay?
Here's why. That's another reason to be the ultimate bandwagon fan, you know? It's because you're always happy.
You're always happy. That's true.
Every team that you cheer for wins.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you're the greatest moods all the time.
Yeah. No, not me. I like going all Bobby Knight in my living room and just throw chairs at people.
My team winning.
Yeah.
One team that should win. It should be mine all the time.
Turn into John McEnroe when I'm watching a youth tennis match. Bobby. Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
The ball was on the line. Anyway. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX.
Yeah, that dude that caught that fly from the Cubs almost died.
Yeah, no, he deserved it. He deserved it.
Bartman, that was his name, Bartman. Yeah. Death threats for God. Dude, it's a game. Come on, guys.
No. You're going to be murdered. All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's something people take way too seriously? We'll have your answer. We'll be back. Stick around.
Everything that rocks.
Yeah, all righty. Good morning.
Good morning.
753, Brock Hunter.
Dude, you should see my Amazon cart. It is ridiculous. Don't let my wife go through my Amazon account right now. Dude, it's bad. It's bad. You know, I thought I got a gift card, you know, to a birthday last weekend. So that helped a little bit, but still, dude, it's deep.
Yep. You know, some people take their Amazon shopping too seriously, Hunter. I think you're one of them.
Hey, you know?
Right there.
That might be a good answer, seriously. Yeah.
Your topic for today, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. What's something people take way too seriously? Diane had a good one. Everything they read on the internet, that is true.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. Hunter,
it's real.
You're guilty of that. You take all the videos.
You know what? Shut up. Hey, I'm a little gullible. Because, dude, sometimes you want it to be real. You know what? Don't blame me for that.
Yes. And even though sometimes you want it to be real, don't take it too seriously, all right? Let's see. Billy said jokes. That's true. I'm only kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends on what kind of joke, so you can go a little far with them.
Let's see. Jennifer said Facebook. People take that too seriously. Josh said life. People take life too seriously. I like that. I know that might be kind of like, don't take life too seriously. You'll never get out alive. But it is true. I mean, life, when you really break it down, I mean, yeah, there's times where you need to be serious and everything. But overall, we're on this planet for a short amount of time. Relax a little bit. Lighten up a
little.
Chill out. Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
How about this one? I like this comment. Nudity. It's just a nipple. Calm down.
That's true. Yeah. So what? It's just a beef. Who cares, man? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're born naked. Everyone doesn't seem to mind then. Like, hey, put some pants on that baby.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do want to, I want to go out naked. I don't know how it'll happen, but maybe it will. Yeah. Yeah. I want to be skydiving naked.
I'm not going to last that long, that's for sure.
I want to be 98 years old skydiving naked. That's how I want to go.
Beat yourself to death.
Yeah. Flying down to Earth, I'll look like I'm like 55 just because the skin's going to be all pulled back by the wind. Oh, he looked so young right before he died. I didn't realize he was 98. It's crazy. Right? Is that how it works?
Grandma went back 70 years.
Did Dorothy have work done? No. She went skydiving. It was great.
Yeah. Pulled her back like a bandana, man.
Pulled her back 20 years that window. Behind her, all skin flaps.
You ever see that video of the old lady? She went tandem skydiving with that guy, but she fell out of the harness.
No.
She's half out of it, and the guy's holding on to her. And, dude, she is just flapping in the wind.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy's getting beat to death by her arm. You can't help but laugh, but you're like, oh, my God.
Moments away from death.
She's already moments away just by walking around. Yeah. And now you're putting her through this?
Take me back to the home. I just want my pudding. Here's a question. If someone does have flappy enough skin, could they flying squirrel it?
Just kind of pull it out like a wingsuit? She actually traveled 30 miles down the road. It's amazing.
We lost grandma for a week because when she was skydiving, she turned into a flying squirrel and the wind just took her.
She went on a special ops mission.
I have such a visual right now. It's not, I mean, like.
Grandma wingsuiting through the air with her flappy skin.
It got a little sketchy at one point. An updraft knocked her. It blew her boobs into her eyes, and she couldn't see for a second.
She really spreads her arms. It turns into a parachute. Floats right down.
Oh, man. God. I would pay to see that. I would pay. That's something Mythbusters need to do. Like, all right, the flappier skin you got, can you travel farther if you jump out of a plane naked?
Like a flying squirrel.
That's something we need, because if that's the case, then I'm going to let my skin get real flappy. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, we got.
You got to get really big and then lose a bunch of weight.
Lose a bunch of weight. Well, I'm going to do it. In the name of science, I'm going to do it. We got so far off topic, but we're basically out of time here, so we're going to take a break. We got more of Brock and Hunter coming up.
The hell was that all about?
Jesus.